This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Belinda Robledo. Date of birth, August 12, 1961. Case ID number is 5209448. Date of exam, April 11, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Falfurrias Medical Group, dated 10/15/2020. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old separated female with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of nerve pain / osteoarthritis / numbness of both legs / pain in feet / right rotator cuff tear, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, bladder pressure, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was September 30, 2021, where she worked as a housekeeper in a nursing home for 25 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a trailer house, and she has never received disability benefits. Allegation number one, nerve pain / osteoarthritis / numbness of both legs / pain in feet / right rotator cuff tear. The claimant states that since 2021, she has started to develop generalized pain all over her body. The claimant states she had to stop working because of osteoarthritis. She also states that she has a right rotator cuff tear of her right shoulder, which was diagnosed with an MRI. The claimant has also had numbness of both legs and foot pain, along with static nerve pain. She denies any fractures and has been given one steroid injection. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. At the present time, she has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Coleman and Dr. Levine. She states that the only other physical activity she does is walking in the park and getting on the treadmill for 2 miles. The claimant is presently on gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID, meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD, and tramadol / APAP, 37.5 milligrams / 325 milligrams PRN is needed for pain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, she was lifting heavy objects in the nursing home and she injured her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing, burning pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down both legs. No surgery has been performed, and she has had no MRIs or x-rays to evaluate her condition. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant did tell me that she walks in the park and gets on the treadmill for 2 miles. She has no assistive devices she uses at this time. Her daily activities include doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking on the treadmill for 2 miles. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Coleman. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on Tramadol APAP 37.5 milligrams -325 milligram tablet. PRN is needed. Meloxicam 7.5 milligrams QD and gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, which she states does give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain / lumbago, and her condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having symptoms of polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. The claimant denies any polyuria and states that she has actually urinary retention. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She does not check her blood glucose and states that she was told that her blood glucose is borderline high. She is presently on no medications for her diabetes. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0. She was placed on a low-carb diet and told to watch her food intake. She was also told to exercise more, which appears to be working. Allegation number 4, urinary retention. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having difficulty with urinary retention. No surgeries have been performed, and the claimant was started on tamsulosin 0.5 milligrams QD, which appears to be functioning well for her condition. No other procedures have been performed. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal and occipital headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 148 over 81 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently on lisinopril 10 milligrams POQD, which appears to be controlling her blood pressure at this time. Number 6, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, she was told that she had a high cholesterol level. She has not had a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, and she states that since she has been walking, her cholesterol levels have been normal at this time. She is presently on pravastatin 40 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her cholesterol levels as well. Family history. The father had congenital heart disease. The mother had colon cancer. Medications. Lisinopril 10 milligrams POQD. Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, famotidine, 40 milligrams QD, meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD, tramadol / APAP, 37.5 milligrams / 325 milligrams PRN is needed, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD, pravastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff tear / impingement syndrome, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated with diet only, lumbar sacral back pain, sprain, urinary retention being treated, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and osteoarthritis, major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation and hysterectomy, as well as a cholecystectomy in 2019, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies the use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 166 pounds, height 5 feet 1 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 131 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 28, general. This is a 61-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to after the last, after neurological on the last page, x-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings, x-rays of the lumbar sacral back, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for the right shoulder, where she was told that she had a right rotator cuff tear, which could be possibly an impingement syndrome, since ranges of motion were normal. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild osteoarthritis, and problems with nerve pain. Probable diagnoses: nerve pain / osteoarthritis / numbness of both legs / pain in feet / and right shoulder rotator cuff tear - normal physical exam at this time. This may be coming from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and might be diabetic polyneuropathy. She did have a normal right shoulder physical exam, and this could be possibly just a mild impingement syndrome. Allegations number 2, lumbar sacral back pain - normal physical exam and x-rays. Number 3, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, not being treated with diet at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0, which is fairly well controlled. Number four, bladder retention, being treated at this time, appears to be improving. Number five, hypertension, being treated with medications. Blood pressure was 148 over 81 mmHg, which is normal. Number six, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. She has been told that her cholesterol levels are normal at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Belinda Robledo.